Hello everyone, my name is Liam, and I am one of the lead organisers for the Seaside Arts Festival this year. It's wonderful to see so many of you visiting our beautiful town to enjoy the arts and culture we have on offer. Now, when tourists arrive, they usually expect to see the main events taking place right on the beach, but actually, the festival officially begins down by the harbour. We decided to set up our main welcome tent there because of the stunning views of the boats. If you stroll along the shoreline, you certainly won't miss the intricate sand sculptures. It's incredible what these artists can achieve. People often think that building such massive structures with sand requires highly specialized tools. However, what really affects the artists' work is the local climate, rather than the equipment they use. The moisture in the air and the wind speed determine how well the sand holds together. Every year, there's a lot of anticipation about what the artists will create. Last year, we had a giant mermaid, and quite a few locals expected a pirate ship to be built this year. However, the most intricate piece turned out to be a stunning castle, complete with tiny windows and towering walls. It took a team of 5 people 3 whole days to finish it. Moving away from the beach, we have the art exhibitions showcasing the work of local painters. You might assume the paintings are displayed in the local gallery, as they usually are. Instead, we've set up the exhibition inside the community centre, simply to allow for more space so that everyone can view the artwork comfortably. When you go inside, you'll notice a distinct theme. Many traditional painters tend to focus on capturing portraits of people, and while there are a few of those on display, the predominant theme this year is the region's wildlife. You'll see some incredibly realistic depictions of coastal birds and marine animals. We also want to make sure you don't just look at art, but actually participate. We originally planned to offer classes in oil painting for beginners. Unfortunately, oils take far too long to dry for a day class, so we opted for watercolours instead. The workshops are open to all ages, and it's a fantastic way to discover a new hobby. If you'd rather just watch the experts at work, one of the highlights of the festival is a live demonstration happening this afternoon. A well-known visiting artist is usually known to paint a landscape, but today she is completing a portrait right in front of the audience. It's truly fascinating to see her creative process in action. Of course, the festival continues as the sun goes down. We originally booked a classical quartet to play on the outdoor stage, but unfortunately they had to cancel at the last minute due to illness. But don't worry, a brilliant local jazz band stepped in and will be providing the music tonight. While you're enjoying the music, you can browse the market stalls. I'm sure many of you will want to take a souvenir home. While the printed t-shirts are always very popular with the kids, the handcrafted jewellery is definitely the top-selling item at the market stalls this year. The pieces are made from polished sea glass and silver. Looking ahead, we want to make the festival even bigger and better next year. To achieve this, we aren't just looking for more volunteers to help run the events, we desperately need to find new sponsors to fund the larger art installations. So, if anyone represents a local business and wants to support the arts, please do come and speak to me later. Thank you, and enjoy the festival.